Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Look at that. We're back. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, it's good to be back, man. That break kind of, honestly, it went kind of fast. But we have 9 games on the ledger tonight. Plenty of action, some tank. Oh, some real tank. We got some real tank stuff to talk about. Some good games, some blowouts, all you would want in an NBA night. No need to waste any time. Let's get started. First game of the day. Yes, we're going to get straight to it. Charlotte Hornets take 2 L's in a row. This time to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 118-113. Some jitters coming out of the break. I do think they still make the playoffs. Definitely the play-in. Maybe the 6th seed. I think they need a lot of things to fall in their favor, though. We'll go ahead and check on Charlotte Hornets, see what happened over here. Colin Knipple is just a beast, man. And honestly, if we don't see Cooper Flagg very soon, if we don't see Cooper Flagg very, very soon, it might be Conn's award. 33-6-2, a steal, 7 triples. He's got all these records. He's going to break the NBA rookie record, by the way. And also, he leads the total league, the entire league in total threes at the current moment. Yes, Colin Knipple. 11-20 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Just banger game, man. He's just probably one of the biggest draft day wins if you took a flyer him late round. He's been absolutely amazing. We'll check out the rest of the starters. Wyatt Crockbrenner still getting some time with Musa Diabate out. He had 12-13, 71% for the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Gave you a block. Cool. That's a nice stream there. Brandon Miller's in a crazy shooting slump. If you have the time, like, I don't know if your league already has their trade deadline already passed. If it hasn't, go get him for, like, cheap. Manage the price. Sick to their stomach. Bro, this dude sucks. All of a sudden, Khan's taking all the shots. Blah, blah, blah. He's in a shooting slump. I'd go trade it immediately. 18-2-4 with the block, 4 triples, 6-19 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Solid. Just don't worry. Just don't panic. If you have them, just don't panic. LaMelo Ball had 18-6 dimes, 2 triples, 4-17 from the field. Rough shooting from him too. 8-8 from the free throw line. These guys are just coming out the break a little rusty. And that happens. No need to panic there. We'll check on the rest of these guys. You had a nice little utility game from Sion James. 5, 6, and 7. Count it. That's funny. 3 steals, 1 block, 1 triple, 1-2 from the field. Oh, he took 2 shots. Wow. 2-2 from the free throw line. Bro just didn't. He just did everything else. He took 2 shots. That's it. Josh Green had 11-2-2 with a steal in the block with 2 triples and his limited time in the court. More deeper league stuff. We also are going to be expecting back not only Musa Diabate soon, we'll be expecting back Miles Bridges. And Grant Williams will return the next one, who actually is somewhat of an interesting play, especially if you're in a deeper league. We're checking the rest of these guys on the other side of the ball. Dude, Jared Allen? What? James Harden changed his life. 26-14-2 with the block. 11-15 in front of the field. 4-5 from the free throw line. Bro, what crazy is like, that's a giant upside shift. Like, the upside is, like, insane now. If you just, like, held on, like, if you drafted him, what? That is amazing luck, and you just got to take it. We'll talk about James Harden, who just changed his man's life. 18-4-8, one steal, two triples, 6-14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Doesn't need to do much because he has Donovan Mitchell just going crazy. Now he has Jared Allen, who just looks like prime David Robinson. Like, I don't know what's going on. But he's still going to be like a nice, like, 20-10 guy. Like, who cares? I love that. He just gets the coast now. Donovan Mitchell, 32-3-4, two steals, two triples. Didn't shoot his best, 9-22 from the field, but he gave you a beautiful 12-13 from the free throw line. Deuce is going to ball out. He's just, I don't know why people think there's going to be like a ball hog problem. Yeah, man. James Harden is one of the best players in the NBA for a reason. Donovan Mitchell is just going to shoot the lights out because he can, and this team's going to be so good. And like, wait till you get Evan Mobley running full minutes. It'll be absurd. We'll check out the rest of these guys. And to be honest, the rest of these guys are just going to be waiver wires, guys, rest of the way, unfortunately. Jalen Tyson, 16 minutes, 5 points, one rebound, one triple. It's time. It's time. Imagine when Mobley comes back. It's time for Jalen Tyson. Dean Wade, he's more of a deep league guy anyways. 8-4 with the steal, two triples. Perfection, 3-3 from the field. Is that the James Harden effect too? Dude, just can't miss. What is happening? Sam Merrill's the one getting the start. They're not even starting Jalen Tyson. They're starting Sam Merrill. 10-2-2, two triples, 4-6 from the field. Gives him extra shooting. I don't think you need to be rostering Sam Merrill also. He's more of a deep league guy. But if you need some triples, sure, why not? Deep leagues, you're also looking at Keon Ellis for some defensive stats. 4 points, four rebounds, three assists, two steals, 2-2 from the field, 23 minutes. Solid there. And you had a full line from Thomas Bryant, but that's real deep league stuff. 2 points, five rebounds, still two blocks. Love that. 1-4 from the field in his 15 minutes. We know the main guys. It's going to be the four horsemen. Then you're going to get like a Merrill pop off, a random Jalen Tyson pop off. I think those guys are waiver wire guys. Dennis Schroeder, too, who also had 8 points, three rebounds, three steals. Waiver wire guy in 12-team leagues. Deeper leagues, sure. I totally understand. This team is rolling. They're going to be rolling. And I do this good Jared Allen stuff. Wow. You really got like a top 30 center, like out of nowhere. Absurd. Oh boy. Guys, welcome to the Tank Bowl. Oh my God. Yo, you just got to bear with me as I read these stat lines, because this is going to be a bunch of malarkey. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's such a mess. But Washington Wizards, they win both games, and they did not want to win those games. We'll be honest. They didn't want to win those. 131-118 over in Indiana Pacers. We'll check on the Pacers. I'm going to tell you, a lot of these guys, I'm just going to kind of give it to you like this. You either need these on your rosters, they're great streamers, or like just don't even care about them because it does not matter. Ben Shepherd, 8-5-3. I don't care about Ben Shepherd. I'll be honest. Jairus Walker, 12-12-6 with a steal, three triples, didn't shoot his best, 3-11 from the field, but 3-4 from the free throw line. I don't care. He needs to be rostered everywhere. I'm serious. Like 10 teams, 12 teams, 8 teams, probably not. You probably got good enough roster for that. But 10 teams, 12 teams, 14, 16, 18, 20, 30 deep, roster. Needs to be on rosters. Jay Huff, hey, man, this is crazy this is absurd for 15 minutes, 16 minutes. 22-1-2. He had 22 points, 8-11 from the field, 5 triples, 1-2 from the free throw line. You know what's crazy? Like, it's cool. It looks good on the surface, but dude, you can't expect him to do that in 16 minutes. The person you need to start watching out for, I'm being completely honest with you, is Micah Potter. You're starting to get Micah Potter more minutes than Jay Huff. 18-5-2 with the steal, 4 triples, 6-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. I'm not saying that Potter's better than Huff. It's tank season, people. They want to lose. They're just not going to play Huff as much. Come on. Huff got 15 minutes? 16, to be exact. Just about. Micah Potter had 26. You might want to start looking at Micah Potter in deeper leagues. If it goes to even like a bigger shift, if they just phase Huff out, we're going to be looking at Micah Potter in 12-teamers. Absurd. Cam Jones. He is the one. There's a lot of these guys that have two ways. He actually has a standard contract. 4 points, five rebounds, 11 dimes, two steals, 2 of 9 from the field. That's crazy bad shooting. And he missed both his free throws. Don't care. Deeper leagues needs to be rostered. He needs to be rostered. They only gave T.J. McConnell 14 minutes. Why? T.J. McConnell's too good. 9 points, two rebounds, two assists, a steal, one triple, 4 of 8 from the field. He's deeper league at best. Unfortunately, he's not going to get minutes. Talon Peter, someone you want to keep an eye on deeper leagues. 12-2-3, four steals, two triples, 5-11 from the field. Yes, he needs to be rostered in deeper leagues. Kobe Brown, got more minutes. They didn't play Kobe Brown like barely any last game. And I think when the other guys play, because I think they still will, they'll be sprinkled in the Nimhard and Neesmith and Siakam. I don't think you're going to get a lot of Kobe Brown. But he had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals, and 2 triples. Quinn Jackson. Yeah. Needs to be rostered in deeper leagues. I think he's going to get a lot of time. He only got 23 minutes here, but 21, 3 and 3, 1 triple, 8 of 13 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be so annoying. Especially if you have Siakam, Nembhard, Nesmith, and Huff. Sorry. But it's here. Like I said, the main guys, you would need to look at Jess Walker's immediate. Like, go get him. If he's not, if you're like listening to this live, go get him. If you're listening to this on the podcast, day later, 2 days later, and he just still happens to be there, grab him immediately. I would look at Cam Jones, Talon Peter, and Quinn Jackson's more deeper league. Micah Potter, deeper league. He might fall into 12-teamers. Those are the guys you will look at. We'll go ahead and check in the Washington Wizards, who won this game. They didn't want to win this game, but they won this game. Bilal Kulabali, 13-3-3, still 2 blocks, 1 triple, 6-12 from the field. That's pretty solid. He got 22 minutes. I'm surprised he played that much. It's gonna be rough. Same thing. It's gonna be annoying. If you want to have him on your rosters in the short term and get what value you can, sure. Justin Champagne, dude, I don't even think you want to touch this. I'm gonna be honest. And it's not because I don't think Justin Champagne can put up fantasy stats. We know that. 0 points and 7 rebounds. He played 10 minutes. He got hurt. Wink, wink. He got hurt. He's too good to play. Tristan Vucevic. We love Tristan Vucevic. We talked about him on the podcast just a couple days ago. If you watched the Fantasy NBA Today one, me and Dr. A. 14-8-1, still 2 blocks, 58% from the field in 20 minutes. Bro, he was onto a monster game. That game would have been so beautiful. He got hurt. He was too good. They phased him out. I would roster him still because there's going to be games, and this is more so the reason why. There's going to be games when they play good teams, and these guys are just going to go play. They're going to let them play a little bit more. Alex Sarr might not touch the court again. And honestly, at this point, like, I don't think Anthony Davis or Trae Young touch the court. I don't care what those reports say. If they're pulling Tristan Vucevic and they're pulling Justin Champagne, yeah, I doubt these guys touch the court, man. I doubt they touch the court. So I would roster Vucevic because I think he's still going to get a lot of run. Trey Johnson, 14-1-1, still in the block, 1 triple. I would love to, but bro, they're pulling the rookie. He's like 18 minutes. Absurd. I would say more deeper leagues. 12 teamers, yeah. When they play the big guys, the real guys, it'll be fine. Bob Carrington at 6'5" and 7", a steal. I don't think he's just all that good in general. So yeah, he may be just getting some time. Jimmy Watkins, 11-4-2 with 2 steals. I like that. Deeper league guy you want to keep an eye on. The 5'11" from the field, 1 triple. Sure. Will Riley, they're not even like letting Will Riley loose. This is so disgusting. It's so bad. Now, the guys that you guys are probably wondering about, the random names on this board that just did outlandish stuff today. Kadari Richmond, 2-way contract, 7-3-4 with 6 steals, 1 triple, 3-7 from the field. He's on a 2-way contract. I don't think you can trust it. Sure, I would maybe do it in more of a deeper league thing set up. But these guys are just hungry, so they just want to go ball. Like, they want a contract. They're trying to prove themselves. That's always the best for tanking, especially when these dudes are doing outlandish stuff like this. Sharif Cooper, same thing. 2-way contract. 18-3-5, 8-11 from the field. That's pretty good. He got super hot shooting, 73%. And 2-3 from the free throw line. More of a two-way contract. Hard to trust unless you're in a deeper league. And yes, the big game of the day. Everyone's probably wondering. Alondis Williams. 25-7-10, 4 steals and a block. What happened? 2 triples. Absurd 81% from the field and 5-5 from the free throw line. I cannot trust it. I'm sorry. I can't trust it because these guys are going to get... Oh, wait, hold on. Is that 2 blocks? 1 steal, 2 blocks. Jesus Christ. But what kind of game was this? What is this? Oh, he had 25-10-4, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I apologize. Still an amazing game. Like I said, these guys are hungry. They're on 2-ways. So they're going to go ball. Like, you may see Keyshawn return in the next one. I think he's more of like a 14-teamer if you want to take a chance. But you can't trust this in 12-team leagues. Like, you can't. Because what if they're just like, oh, this guy's good, and they pull him? You know? Unfortunately. It's just unfortunate. It's going to be nasty. Anthony Gill, last one. I think he's someone you might want to consider deeper leagues too. 11-3-6 with 3 blocks, 5-6 from the field. More so because, dude, if they're going to pull Tristan Vucevic at times, like, Anthony Gill's the only center. He's the only other center that they're rolling out there. And like I said, Sarr might not touch the court again. So you might want to look at Gill in deeper leagues. So we'll just recap this one really fast because it's a bunch of mess. I say 12-teamers, you could take a chance on Bilal. Sure, it's going to be a little murky, but whatever. Tristan Vucevic, absolutely. Trey Johnson, I would love to, but, like, dude, they're pulling the rookie. Like, it's ridiculous. You would probably be okay if they play a better team, though. Deeper leagues, Jameer Watkins, Will Riley. They're not even letting Will Riley run. So I think Will Riley is going to be more of a deeper league guy. And then, like, all these guys, like Dae Richmond, Shreve Cooper, Alondis Williams, Anthony Gill is more of a solidified deep leaguer. I like that. But those three, Williams, Cooper, Richmond, I think those guys that roll the dice, they're two-way guys. You just kind of got to catch the schedule and they'll get extra run. But then you got to be wary. If they're starting to play well, they might not get time out on the court. And lastly, unfortunately, I don't think you need to be touching Justin Champagne at all because he's just too good and they're just not going to play him. Whew, sorry, that was a mess. That was a bunch of nothing. All right, next game of the day. Oh, look, I got another game of just not. Another game of nonsense. The Memphis Grizzlies win it over the Utah Jazz 123-114. Here's the thing, though. I'll be honest. We'll talk about the Jazz first because they lost. The Jazz just don't care. They're just going to sit their guys. All of a sudden, Laurie was questionable for being sick. Then he was doubtful for being sick. Yeah, they're just not going to play Laurie, man. Especially against teams like this. Warren Markin touching the court? Yeah, okay. So you're going to get a lot of these guys, and this is a little bit more stable. Kyle for the policy needs to be on rosters everywhere. Kind of like Jairus Walker. He needs to be rostered. 26-4, two steals, two blocks, one triple, 9-16 front, or 9-13 from the field. 1-1 from the free throw line, 28 minutes. Yep, sign me up. He needs to be rostered everywhere. Kyle for the policy is one of those priority ads. So if he's still sitting there, I go grab him immediately. Ace Bailey had 26-3 with a block, two triples. I like this from him. 8-19 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. That's like a good, like, forward balanced fantasy game. I would like to see him be able to kind of keep that going, if possible. He should be rostered, too. Is it John Conchar time? Guys, it might be John Conchar time. If you guys don't know about John Conchar, he's not going to score, but he's going to do everything else. It's like a slow-mo. 6.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Doesn't shoot a lot. 3-6 from the field. He could have tacked on a couple blocks in there, and then he just had this amazing utility line. I think it might be John Conchar time. I like that. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd pick him up in deeper leagues. You might not need him in a 12-teamer, but I'd grab him in deeper leagues. If they're letting him do what he wants to do, yeah, I like that. Cody Williams, 5 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, still in the block, 2 of 9 from the field. He's getting a bunch of minutes. So if you want to take a swing, sure, but I'm not too big on it. And this is deeper league, by the way. Isaiah Collier needs to be rostered. I don't know if Keontae George touched the court again. His ankle's still hurt. Wink, wink. It's hurt. That ankle must be sore. 24-2-5, 4 steals, 2 blocks. Ooh, that's a huge game. 2 triples, 56 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. That's very banging. That's 24 minutes, by the way. They said, bro, you were too good. We had to pull you. I could have been in foul trouble. Actually, could be wrong there. But yeah, you got to roster them. You know what's crazy? They're not even playing Bryce Sensabaugh a lot. What is happening? 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 triple, 4-12 in the field, 19 minutes. Dang, dude, they're just like, they're not even running them out. Vince Williams Jr. has got 23 minutes. Vince Williams had 7, 3, and 4 with 2 triples on bad shooting and not even good free throw. I don't think you need to worry about Vince Williams in this lineup. I'm very interested in Conchar, and I think he's worth a chance at deeper leagues, especially if you need kind of like someone that fills the margins. That's good to see that he's getting the minutes. I wanted to keep an eye on that one. We're going to check out the Memphis Grizzlies, and dude, this is a mess. To be fair, though, no Ty Jerome here. No Scottie Pippen here. And they still are barely giving Cam Center minutes. That's crazy. Wow. This is a mess. It's all a mess. These tanking teams are there. This is like the ultra tank time of year. I think it's getting worse. This is a mess. We'll go ahead and go to online and talk about these guys. G.G. Jackson. I like him. I think he's a 12-team guy. I don't want to say a 12-team must, but I do like him. And I think he can put up some numbers rest of the way. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, still in the block, 2 triples, 7-13 from the field. Raw free throws, not a good free throw shooter. 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Solid, though. I like that. Taylor Henderson at 9-9. He's starting. Dude, I don't even know if we see Santi Aldama again this year. I'll be honest with you. Interesting. 4 of 11 from the field, 1 free throw. I'm sorry, one triple, 1 of 4 from deep in that game. I think he's more of a deeper league play, and you could take a chance on it if you want to. He had a steal too, also. I don't think I said that. Lawson Lovering. I swear, this is the first time I ever heard of this guy today. I'm not lying to you. He's a real person. His pictures on the screen, he's a real person. He had 11 and 11. Nice, smooth, double-double, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 5-8 from the field, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. They're running out new folks, man. He seems like he might be a two-way guy. Yeah, you can take a chance on it. I would say more deeper leagues, they're trying their hardest, man, to tank. It's so bad. We still, like, keep an eye out for Colin Cowherd, but, dude, they might not play him. I don't think John Morant plays either, but he may pop up for a cameo for a couple games. Jalen Wells, he's got freedom to do whatever he wants. 13-3-3, 2 steals on the block, 3 triples. He took 14 shots. He just made 4 of them, though, because not the best shooter. And 2-2 from the free throw line. Sure, you can roster him. It's going to be some rough shooting nights. I like this guy, too. Jamai Mashak. Let me say his name correctly. 11-5-2, 2 steals on the block, 2 triples. I have him in a deeper league. I love the fact that I picked him up. Bad free throws, though. But 4-9 from the field, 1-4 from the free throw line. He is able to fill a line in the guard spot. He, like, fills as full lines. Something you might want to consider a deeper league. Javon Small, too. 16-4-5, 4 steals in the block, 2 triples, 5-12 for the field, 4-6 on the free throw line. I would probably prefer Jamai over Javon only because we still got Scottie Pippen hasn't played, and we have Ty Jerome, and they're starting Jamai. He has a little bit more, I think, priority over Javon. But both of those guys you can take a look at in deeper leagues because it's going to be a mess. And those dudes are going to be resting a lot. Dude, look at them. Olivier Maxoff Prosper. That's what I thought they would have started center, but they started Lovering. Olivier Maxoff Prosper had 23-5-1, 2 steals in the block, 10-16 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line, 29 minutes. Crazy. Dude, if you want to take a chance on him, I don't think he's going to do that every night, but if you want to take a chance on him, I totally understand. And Cam Spencer, still only getting 20 minutes? Dude, that's not good. 10 points, 10 dimes, 1 steal. 3 rebounds, 1 triple, 3 of 5 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. That's so annoying. That's so annoying. Sure, you can roster him if you kind of want to see if things break his way, but I don't think it is, and I think he's more of a deeper league guy now because of it. We'll take day one. I don't know how they won this game. It's just a mess. These tanking teams are a mess, and when you get, like, these super tank bowls like this, just, like, expect to start streaming whoever. That's the goal. Stream whoever is on a two-way and looking to get some minutes. We're back to civilization. The Miami Heat barbecue chicken, the Atlanta Hawks, 128-97. Tyler Hero is back. He played basketball today. That's crazy. Look, I didn't even know if he was alive. We'll go ahead and check on the Atlanta Hawks. It's just a bad game. They had a back-to-back, and they got cooked. You got another triple-double, I think. Oh, no, did he get triple-double yesterday? He did not get a triple-double yesterday. But he got triple-double today for Jalen Johnson, 16-16-11, 2 triples. This putrid shooting, 6 of 22 from the field. That's high volume and bad shooting. And 2 of 2 from the free throw line, he'll be fine. Do not worry. He's putting up big numbers regardless. You had 22-3-3, is still in 2 blocks, 4 triples from good old Onyeka Okongwu. He stepped it back up after yesterday's foul trouble, 8 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Zachary Richey, back down to earth. He got more minutes, though. He's getting more minutes, but 4 and 4 with a block? Yeah, I'm good on that. Deeper leagues at best. Dyson Daniels, 4.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 of 7 from the field. Nice big 30 minutes. He's just like, I think his averages, I didn't even know he was averaging like 11, 6, and 6. That's pretty solid. What about 2 steals? That's solid. He's a good utility guy, and that's who you got to look at him as. Nickeil Alexander-Walker had 23-3. No defensive stats, but did give you 4 triples, and he shot better. 8 of 17 from the field. That's all you need. Wow. Thank you, brother. Welcome back. CJ McCollum is still kind of doing solid. It's a little empty, but at least he's shooting well. 20.2 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 triples, 8 of 16 from the field. Cool. He's just cruising right along. And the rest of these guys don't really do anything. Yep, rest of these guys don't really do anything. You have to worry about the rest of them. We're going to check on what happened on Miami Heat. So, of course, they got healthy, and Kelleher moved to the bench. We expected that. Tyler Hero did not start. He didn't. They started Pell Larson, I'm assuming, in his place. I'm looking at this lineup. Norman Powell, David Mitchell. I'm assuming it's Pell Larson. Oh, that's a 3-guard lineup. And I guess they could play Norm at the 3. But one of those guys going to the bench, I'm pretty sure it's Pell Larson. We'll start with Tyler Hero, though. 24-4-3 is still 2 triples, 9-14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Brother, if he was just healthy the entire year, that's all we would have needed. Luckily, if you're in a good spot and you held him, or maybe you like bought low, super low on him when he had those injuries, and you like are going into your playoffs, he's going to be cooking now. That's pretty good. You got to take that W. That'll be a good W. But otherwise, like if you just held on, it's been a bad season. I'm sorry, man. We just unreal luck. That foot problem and then his ribs were fractured. It was just a mess. We're checking the rest of the starters. Pelle Larsson at 12-6-1 with two steals. Good deeper league guy. Nice shooting, 67% from the field. Andrew Wiggins returned. He had 13-7-2 with a block. Three triples, 5-12 from the field. 27 minutes. The minutes are going to be a little weird just because they smoke these guys. Bam Adebayo had 17-8-5 with a steal. One triple, 8-14 from the field. Missed both his free throws. But good solid game overall. Norm Powell had 15-3-2 with the steal, two triples. Not his best shooting night, 5-13 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. He should be solid. Maybe now the sell high works. It's probably a little too late to sell high on Norm Powell. But if Tyler Hero's cooking, then yeah, we're going to see Norm Powell take a hit. And this is the wrong time to take a hit because playoffs are right here. Davion Mitchell just doing what he does. Defensive stats, assists. Oh, he got three blocks in this one, though. 7-5-7, steal three blocks. One triple, took five shots. Low usage. He just dimes the ball and plays defense. Kelly Ware still put up a good line, even though he had 18 minutes off the bench. 14-12 with an assist, two triples, 6-15 from the field. Crazy, dude. Crazy to think about what he would be in 30 minutes every night. He'd be absurd. 10-5-4 for good old Jaime Jaquez in his 26 minutes, 5-9 from the field. No free throws there. And with these guys healthy, we're going to see Jaime Jaquez slowly turn into a pumpkin. He might be able to give it a couple games until Tyler Hero fully ramps up. He only had 23 minutes in this one. And when that happens, it is bye-bye, Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah! Whoa! I'm okay!
Hey, do you love adventure? Do you love outdoor sports? Would you like to learn more and hear from amazing adventure athletes from all over the world? If so, then check out the Adventure Sports Podcast. We've been the premier platform for sharing adventure for more than 10 years now. We help you get your adventure on. Look for the Adventure Sports Podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Get out there and have some fun.
Also, Kasper Zakuchonis, someone you could probably carefully, comfortably drop. He had 5-4 with three assists and two steals in his 16 minutes. Dynasty guy, though. You want to hold on to him in Dynasty for sure. Next game of the day. This is another. Okay, this is not Tank Bowl because they didn't play a tanking team, but the Dallas Mavericks are tanking. We do know that. And Coop is in a walking boot. I don't know if you guys know that. He was in a walking boot at All-Star Weekend, and he's still not healthy. I hope he returns. They play Sunday. Maybe? Dude, playoffs are, like, close. A lot of these guys are, like, it's cutting it close. And, like, yes, it's a little bit of panicky time. Just keeping on injury report. The Minnesota Timberwolves win it 122-111 over Dallas Mavericks. We'll check on the Mavericks. Oh, man. The Unk himself got the chance to start. Chris Middleton had 18-6-2 with two steals. One triple, 6-14 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. That looks basically like Coop spot. So this is, like, a light stream if you want to stream Middleton. PG Washington's got plenty of shots and he missed a bunch of them and he missed both his free throws. Thanks, bro. There, that sucks. 12-12 with two assists, two steals, two triples, 5-17 from the field, 2-0-2 from the free throw line. I'm not a big PJ guy. I actually had him like in one of my leagues this year for the first time and I ended up dropping him because it's just like, sure, it could be gaudy stats, but dude is like smoking your percentages and then he had been injured a lot. You can roster him, but also, if you didn't want to, you can probably, at this point of the year, find some interesting plays off the waiver wire and stream in that spot. Daniel Gafford looks like he's still the starting center. He had foul trouble, like always. But he finished with 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I'll take that. 4-7 from the field. Cool. I'll take it. Still needs to be rostered. Najee Marshall, 15-5-3, 3 steals. Not his best. He shot awful, 5-16 from the field. And his free throws have been a little wonky, too. He had been pretty solid at free throws last year, but not the same. 5-7 from the free throw line. Still needs to be on rosters. Tyus Jones started. Are we picking up Tyus Jones? Probably not. I think more deeper leagues more than anything. But this is solid in his time. 13-1-6. That means they're not even starting Brandon Williams. And Ryan Nembhard is out of the lineup. Ryan Nembhard didn't even play. Ryan Nembhard did not even play. Wow. But he had 6-10 shooting from the field. A little too hot for me for Tyus Jones. 1-1 from the free throw line. Marvin Bagley's backup center role. He needs about 24 minutes. So deeper leagues, yeah, roster. 15 and 13 with a block. One triple. 5 of 9 from the field. And he hit all his free throws. That's a good game. Yeah, he needs about 25 minutes. If they're giving Marvin Bagley 25 minutes, although he got more so some of those minutes because Mr. Daniel Gafford's going to be in foul trouble, the best thing you could do here is probably roster both of them if you want to deal with it, although you got to start thinking about playoff schedules. If your playoffs start not this next week, but 2 weeks from now, they have a really good playoff schedule. So if you want to roster both and kind of get all that big man stats accumulating from this one team, might want to consider it. Klay Thompson's getting some minutes, 11 points, 2 dimes, a steal, 3 triples, 4-12 from the field. Not his best shooting night. I don't even care. That's like super deep leagues. And you got 13 points and 4 dimes from Brandon Williams. He's just getting phased out. I don't think you need to roster him. That sucks. So if they're rolling with Tyus Jones, maybe. It's a maybe. That's a maybe. I just don't expect him to, like, shoot that well all the time. He's a good assist-to-turnover ratio, as we see here. 6 dimes, 0 turnovers. That's what he does normally. I just don't know if he's going to hold that role long-term. And we just wait for Coop, man. Like, please, come back. Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll check on these guys. Jaden McDaniels didn't shoot well, but he did a little bit of everything. I like that. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 5 dimes, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 triple. This rough 3 of 11 from the field, and he misses only free throw. Julius Randle, 13, 5, and 3 with the steal, 1 triple. He didn't shoot well either. Jesus. 4 of 15 from the field. But he held 4 of his free throws. Cool. Bro, Rudy Gobert had a feast today. 22 and 17, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Man, he was just like Marvin Bagley and Daniel Gafford. That is lunch. Love that. 9 of 11 from the field, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Not his best free throw shooting night, but I mean, does he ever have a good free throw shooting night? And Edwards, a nice clean 40 balls, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 5 triples. 16 to 30. He took 30 shots and he hit 53% of them. I'll take it. And he hit 3 or 4 of his free throws. At least it wasn't like a high volume 75%. It was a low volume 75%. Good. He got a nice 40 ball out of him. He should be good. He might roll out of his break. He might be cooking. Just enjoy it. You got 30 minutes for Dante DiVincenzo. He had 9, 5, and 9 with a steal, 3 triples, 3 of 5 from the field. Cool. That's good stuff there. Naz Reid cooked. Love that for him. 21, 7, and 4. 1 steal, 2 blocks. That's a good line, man. 4 triples, 8 of 14 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And he had that nasty dunk. I saw the dunk via Twitter. That was dope. That poster that he had. Aldesumo, it looks like he is losing a minutes battle with Dante DiVincenzo. I think I'd prefer Dante DiVincenzo, although Aldesumo, if he's doing this, we're not rostering in 12 team leagues. 5, 2, and 3, 1 triple, 22% from the field. The problem with Dante DiVincenzo is that with Aldesumo is that he is like a very high field goal percentage guy. And sometimes if them shots are hitting, his lines look like crap. I would hold, but geez, it's rough. Bones Highland had 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. He's a deep league guy, and he's only getting 14 minutes. And he's always someone you would keep an eye on if this team is not healthy. By the way, they signed Mike Conley. I don't think Mike Conley plays. He's just there for aesthetics. Love that. Good stuff, old man. Last 4 games of the day. I forgot. I had to do this part. Guys, if you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the legends, Dr. Bruin, you love what you see over here on the Box Score Breakdown side with me and the homie William Spill. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. Like, subscribe, follow, wherever you're seeing this at. I don't think we're streaming on Twitter today, but we usually do. YouTube, Apple, Spotify, the Sports Ethos page. Just make sure you give us a follow if you want to get all the action Monday through Friday, right after the games, the trends, the pickups, some fun laughs along the way. Please make sure you give a follow because I like having you guys here. It's always a blast getting to do this with all of the homies. Now, we're right back to the action. 4 games to go. We're almost done here. Milwaukee Bucks. They're gonna try and ball out. They're going to try to hold out until Giannis and then, you know, take it from there. They win 139-119 over the New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans Pelicans are just sad. There's no Trey Murphy. Ooh, that shoulder is a little concerning. Think he'll be okay. It is a little concerning, though, because they don't have anything to play for. They have nothing to play for. We're going to check on the starters. I mean, everybody else gets the ball. Oh, by the way, DeJounte Murray is probably back next week. I think it's a low-minute roll. I don't think you need to roll the dice on him, But like, if you want to, sure. You people probably are because it's DeJounte Murray and they see the name. Name always sells more than the actual situation. Sadiq Bey had 26-3, three steals in the block. Yeah, this needs to be on rosters. Two triples, 50% from the field, 6-6 on the free throw line. Absolutely needs to be rostered. This needs to be rostered. Zion Williamson, 32-2-2. It's kind of empty for him, but great scoring. And he had great free throws. This is good free throws for him. 13-17 from the field, 6-8 from the free throw line. Cool. Derek Queen had 18-9-4, three steals, two blocks. Wow, that's a good game. Good. We want to see this from the rookie. 70% from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. 4-6 from the free throw line. I apologize. Bryce McGowan's getting a lot of time, man. It's kind of like blah. I think it's deeper leagues, but he's getting time. They're not even starting Jeremiah Fears. They're not even starting another point guard. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed. I saw a comment in the chat that said Kawhi Leonard funeral 2 a.m. tomorrow. Or tomorrow at 11 a.m. Oh, my God. You know, we'll talk about that. Weird what happened. If you have Kawhi Leonard, we'll talk about it. A Bryce McGowan's, like I said, more deeper league guy. Herb Jones, 8-4-3. This kind of, if he's not getting steals, dude, you do not need to roster him. Time's there, but come on, brother. We need the defense stats. Carlo Makovich, oh, I would love Carlo to get a bigger role. 25 minutes is very intriguing. Who did not get minutes? Did they have, they didn't have Eve Missy. Yeah, I can't trust this then. 9-7 with 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 4-4 from the free throw line. He's kind of like a Tristan Vucevic where, like, bro, just puts up mad volume and a limited amount of time, but I don't think it happens here. Good game from Jeremiah Fears. He's playing better because DeJounte Murray is about to come back. 16-4-5 with 2 steals, 7-13 from the field, 2-5 from the free throw line. That's a rough free throw shooting night. Very interesting. I still think he's a 14-team league guy, but that's a good game. And especially with DeJounte, it's going to be so messy with Murray come back. I don't even know what to say. Dude, are they playing Jordan Poole? Whoa. Jordan Poole did not get DMP'd. He didn't do anything. I don't think you need to go run and grab him. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. 1 triple, 1-6 from the field. Dude, it sucks, man. I don't know what happened to Jordan Poole. It's just sad to see. We'll go ahead and check on the Milwaukee Bucks. And, dude, look who cooked. The guards, they both cooked. Ryan Rollins, 27 points, 2 rebounds, 6 dimes, 4 steals and 2 blocks, 7 triples. Oh. We waited for this. I love this. Good stuff from him. 10-15 shooting. It's a little too hot. You can't expect that, but that's a monster game. Good to see. Kevin Porter Jr., 25-2-7, 2 steals on the block. Great game. He also shot, oddly, 10-15 from the field. Wow. But he also had 5-6 from the free throw line. Good stuff from those guys. They absolutely smoked these dudes. Jericho Sims getting a start. Don't really care long term. 4 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks in his 18 minutes. Kyle Kuzma had 14-3-4 with the steal. 2 triples, 6-11 from the field, 5 minutes in that one. AJ Green just missed all his shots, but he did give you 4 assists and a steal. I think he's more of a 3-point streamer anyways, or deeper league play. You can still kind of hold on to Bobby Portis. I'm not big on Bobby Portis, but 17-11 with an assist and a block. 1 triple, 8-12 from the field. Cool. Cool. Usman Jang. I know everybody, he was hot. Everybody liked Usman Jang. I think he's more of a deeper league guy. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 1 triple, 3-6 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. You can see the outlines. I just don't think he gets enough minutes long term. And Pete Nance is in the lineup still for now. Giannis comes back and it kills everything. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in the block, 2 triples, 4-8 from the field. Deeper league guy, best. And oh, God, here comes Cam Thomas. Everybody's going to love this. Oh, my God. I need to go grab Cam Thomas. I knew I should have helped, bro. I'm telling you, dude. Don't get sucked in by this. 27 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 triple. This shot the lights out. 11-17 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. You know the difference between. You look at him and you're like, ooh, 27 points. You know who also scored 27 points? Ryan Rollins. But you want to know what Ryan Rollins did instead of Cam Thomas? He had 6 dimes, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Yeah. Yeah, there's levels. Don't get sucked in by the scoring, guys. Please. Please, I beg. I beg. Good stuff from the Milwaukee Bucks. They're just holding on to Giannis gets, and they're going to like make that play and push. Next game of the day. Was this barbecue chicken? Not really barbecue chicken, but at least they won. OKC Thunder win at 105-86. All their guys are hurt, man. I'm a little nervous. Shea's like, bro, Shea's out and playoffs are here. Jalen Williams has been a mess all season. But come on, Shea. We need you, brother. Please. Heal up, but like, please. We'll go ahead and check on the Brooklyn Nets, see what happened over here. Michael Porter Jr. played. He's still playing good. For how long? I don't know. 22-9-5, 2 steals, 1 triple. Didn't shoot his best, 37% from the field, but he did give you 9-11 for the free throw line. Just roll him out as long as you can. If your trade deadline's here, bro, try. But, like, If it's not, you're just going to have to deal with the mess. It's just that point. Yeah, 8-5 with a steal from Noah Clowney. Bad shooting. But he did give you a triple. I don't think he's a 12-team league guy. Better game from De'Aaron Sharp. Not his best, but this is good. 12-8, 2 assists, 2 steals in the box, 6-8 from the field. Missed both his free throws, unfortunately, but solid. I like that. Jaeger Yeoman, this is the problem with Jaeger Yeoman. He doesn't drive that much. Maybe he can't drive the ball very well to the hoop. So he shoots threes. And if they're not hitting, you get this. 3 points on 10%, 1 triple. He gave you one. He added 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. At least he gave you a little bit else on the stat line. But this is also why I prefer Nolan Treyway a little more. They got about similar minutes here. But Treyway had 17, 1-3, 2 steals on the block, 1 triple, 5-11 from the field, 6-6 on the free throw line. Interesting to see. His free throws usually aren't that good. But that's a good balanced like field goal that I could actually understand. And he has a little bit better overall shot profile than Jaeger Yeoman. Danny Wolf is more so we're just waiting for Michael Porter Jr. to get shut down here. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 4 12 on the field. He can do those full lines, though, and you kind of see the vision there. And nobody else really did anything, nobody that you need to worry about. OKC Thunder, we'll check over here. These guys are just kind of waiting, dude. They're waiting on like AJ Mitchell, Shea, and Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams is out 2-3 weeks. Honestly, like playoff-wise, unless you're just like top of standings and you really can hold him, I don't think you need to worry about him. But Shea, yes. AJ Mitchell, yes. We'll go ahead and check on, see what happened here. Case of Wild's got to start a guard. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. Love that. Didn't shoot his best, but he did what he needed to do. Give you a little bit of everything with a bunch of steals. 10-2-2 from Lou Dort with a block, 2 triples. Deep league at best. Isaiah Hartenstein, 10-8-4, still 2 blocks. Love that. Good. Good to see that. I want to see if he can just stay healthy. 4-6 on the field for him, 2-4 from free throw line. Chet Holmgren, you'd want him to do more, but maybe Chet just doesn't have that in him. I really think he might not have it in him. 15-7-2, 2 triples, but he had good percentages here. I love that. 36 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. Banger. Love that. Aaron Wiggins, you'd think he scored a lot. He didn't, actually. 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. 1 triple, 3-11 from the field in his 27 minutes. That's, you don't need to roster him if he's not doing well. Jerry McCain is the guy that just went off. I don't think it's someone you can always trust, but 21 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, 3 triples, 7-12 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. I still think that the Philadelphia 76ers got fleeced, especially if they're signing campaign. Yeah, man, I think they messed up there, personally. Jalen Williams has 7 points and 4 rebounds with a triple in his 18 minutes. Jalen Williams is more of a deeper league play. And if we have any of the centers missing time, we know we can grab them. And you got a little bit of fill-in from everybody else. Good to see Nikola Topic playing basketball. In his 11 minutes, he had 9-3-2 with a triple on 4-6 shooting. Good. Good to see him on the court. And Cameron Williams has 7 points and 2 rebounds with a steal on the block in his 14 minutes. And he is a deeper league guy. Although the big men are there, it's hard for him to get minutes. They're going to roll out, and they're just going to try and survive until Shea comes back. Shea and AJ Mitchell, I think they need 2 of them back. They're going to be fine, but, like, we know. We know the team's better than this. Last 2 games of the day. Well, the Lakers win it, 125-122 over the Clippers. We'll talk about the Clippers. So, yeah, Kawhi played 30 minutes, 31 to be exact. Yeah, 31-4-5, 4 triples. 11-19 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. This is pretty something. This is the only thing you didn't get from him was steals. The thing is, he just like, they ruled him out for an ankle injury. He just kind of like talked to Ty Lue and he walked off the court. Like, that was it. He just walked off the court. I don't know what it means. I'm going to see, was there anything? I'm checking Twitter. Did I get anything? No, we didn't get anything yet. It said he walked off the court. I don't know what it is. It's kind of weird because he wasn't technically like injured. They said he was moving fine. He walked off totally fine. And that game was close. It wasn't like it was, oh, this is a blowout. Something you want to keep an eye on. I know that my whole like aspiration stuff is looming, you know? Something you want to keep an eye on. John Collins, he hurt his head. He's out. Jesus Christ. Like, these teams falling apart. 12 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 triple, 5-8 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. I don't know if it's a concussion or not, but just keep an eye on injury report. They're rolling out Brook Lopez like big minutes, dude. You should probably roster Brook Lopez if they're going to just roll him out like this. 6-10, an assist, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 1 triple, 7-12 from the field. What? Okay. Derrick Jones Jr. is kind of doing a little bit. Dude, I would consider Derrick Jones Jr. in some spots, especially if, like, he's doing this. 13-8-2, a steal, 2 blocks, 1 triple, 6-10 from the field. I'd look into it. Chris Dunn, he's the only guy playing point guard right now. I'm really concerned about Darius Garland. 8-5-8, hit all 4 of his shots. Cool. This is like a low-end point guard. Benedict Mathurin is going to shoot every shot in the world because he just has the go-away to now. The green light is there. 26.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 7-16 from the field, 11-14 from the free throw line. He is a tank master too. Boy, if they have to tank and break another way. Only thing is, hold on, let me check standings. I'm pretty sure they're good in the standings. NBA standings. Let's see. I think like they're pretty solidified because the West guys are all like tanking super hard. They're ninth. Who are they behind? The Trailblazers are behind them. The Trailblazers can pass them. They're only half a game behind them. But then it's the Grizzlies and everybody else under that is tanking. So like the Clippers have a playing spot, like just kind of by default. So I don't think they're going to like be tanking, but like, dude, Benedict Mathurin is going to have to score. They don't have another score if something is really wrong with Kawhi. You had 6-3 with a steal from Yannick Kolar-Niedenhauser. He's just kind of the backup now. They're not even like looking to develop the young guy. And Jordan Miller had 10 points and 4 dimes with the steal in his 24 minutes. I don't think you need to really worry about him either. We'll go ahead and check on what happened to the Lakers. Luka back. LeBron played. LeBron is turning back into that Draymond-ish role because Austin Reeves is fully ramped up. 13-3 and 11 for LeBron. Steal, 1 triple, 5-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. I still think he's going to be like top 50. It's just not going to be what he was doing. Marcus Smart had 7 points, 2 rebounds, a steal in the block, 1 triple. He's not going to be able to do much at all, especially with all these guys starting. DeAndre Ayton had 13-7 with an assist and a block. DeAndre Ayton, I know it gets frustrating, but he is not a drop. 5-10 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. He's like the new Jared Allen. Like, it's just enough. It's not fancy. It's just like solidified top 100 center value. Just holding. Austin Reeves had 29-6-2, 2 steals, 4 triples, 9-15 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line. His 32 minutes. Welcome back, Austin Reeves. Love to see it. Luka Doncic, of course, huge numbers. 38-6-11, 3 steals, a block, 8 triples. Jesus. 44 from the field on 25 shots. That's high volume. Doesn't give you the free throws. 8-11 from the free throw line. Yeah, man, we're rolling. We know what it is. A bunch of gaudy stats with some crazy percentages some nights. And sometimes the percentages hit and you just take it. You got 8-3 with a block from Jackson Hayes. You do not need to be rostering him. Rui Hachimura had 3-2-2 with a steal. Don't need to be rostering him. Luke Kennard got 17 minutes. He had some good shots. He's been hitting his shots, man. Not his best from three, but 9-2-1, 1 triple, 4-6 from the field. He's a deep league guy at best. Good stuff from the Lakers. They're going to be rolling. They're going to be looking to make that push. This team has barely played together as like healthy as a whole. So yeah, they're going to be rolling the rest of the way. Last game today. This is the definition of barbecue chicken. A 50 burger. Denver Nuggets win it 157-103 to the Portland Trailblazers. They smoked them. This is embarrassing. To be honest though, like, I think Denver was making up for last night, and everyone cooked. We'll go ahead and check on what happened on the Portland Trailblazers side. Hard to read in any of this. This is a real blowout. 10 points and a steal for Tamani Kamara. Jeremy Grant just sucked. 6 points, 3 rebounds, a block. Solid game. It's okay for Donovan McClingan. 15-9 with 2 assists and 3 triples. Good percentages. 6-12 from the field. Cool. He survived. You had 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal with 4 triples from Jrue Holiday. Good percentages. He survived. Dini Avdija survived. 15-8-13. Nice double-double there. I love the assists on that. And with Jrue Holiday around. And with Scoot around. 5-10 from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. Nice. Scoot Henderson is no longer on the minutes limit. He still plays 20 minutes. Okay. Thanks. 11 points, 3 dimes, 3 triples. He shot bad because that shooting was not going to hold. 3-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Don't think you need to be rostered in Tolteen leagues. Robert Williams, 5 points. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 points, 3 rebounds, assists in the block. It's just a bunch of mess. You had 11 points from Vic Krejci. Matisse Thybulle made an appearance, 5 points and 3 steals. Love that. 1 triple. That's just what he does. He's just going to rack up steals in a matter of no time. You have 4 points from Blake Wesley. They just rolled out everybody. My apologies. You have 4 points and a block from Yang Hansen. That's how you know this game is cooked. It's cooked. And it's going to be the same on this side with the Denver Nuggets. It's going to look ridiculous. Cam Johnson at 15, 4, and 4, two steals, two blocks. Wow. Two triples, 3 of 8 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. That's a good game. Julian Strother had 19, 6, and 4 with the steal. He honestly is shooting a little high, but dude, you might want to take a look at him, especially in deeper leagues. One triple, 9 of 16 from the field. He's just kind of filling in pretty well for Peyton Watson. Nikola Jokic had 32, 9 and 7, 4 steals, 3 triples, big numbers. Welcome back. He's rolling. 10 to 15 from the field, 9 11 from the free throw line. He is back and rolling. Christian Brown had 11, 8 and 7. I like the counting stats. That's pretty good. I like the 8 and 7, 2 triples, 4 6 on the field, 1 and 2 from the free throw line. Not the biggest fan there, but that's solid. That's a solid game. Jamal Murray, 25, 6 and 6 with a steal, 6 triples. Yep, we're back. 6 to 12 from the field, 7 7 from the free throw line. Glad he played. Because he almost did not play. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 19, 2, and 3 with 2 steals, 4 triples, 7, 11 from the field, 1 and 2 from the free throw line. These are just big numbers. You had 10 and 10 with 2 assists and 1 block from Spencer Jones, 2 triples, 4, 6 from the field. These guys are just all cooking. Like 6 and 7 from Jonas Valanciunas. It's hard to read into this because it was a blowout. But you know what to do. The main guys you roster, I would consider Julian Strother. I really would. The deeper league, very rare would it be a 12-teamer. But if he's rolling like this and keeps shooting well, might want to consider it. Christian Brown, not the biggest fan, but he's got the minutes. I would roster him. Sam McCann Johnson, I would roster him. Good stuff from those guys. They are going to be pushing all the way to the end too, I believe. Guys, that is it. We made it. Nice 50-minute podcast. A little rusty coming out of the break, but I think I'll be okay moving forward. You will have me again on Tuesday. Good luck for the rest of the week. Now that we got the All-Star break on, these teams are going to be pushing. You kind of can see the divide where people are tanking, and the others are going to go for the good old playoff push. So I wish you the best of luck in your leagues. If you guys have playoffs starting next week, I know some leagues do, good luck. If you have the week after that, I hope you're planning and starting to look at playoff schedules, starting to map out your quests to dominance for a championship very well. I will make sure I'll try to give you the best information possible on the box score breakdown, and I know William is supposed to do the same thing. We do have a few questions in the chat. Oh, yes, the Alondis William game was crazy. Oh, you say you own Mitchell and Allen? Yeah, dude, that's a dub. That's a really big dub. The Kawhi Leonard thing is so funny. I don't know. I'm interested to see why he just walked off the court. It's a little weird. Aiden is not a drop. I did explain that already. And Admiral Nita said thanks. Thank you for being here. It means the most. I am done for the day, guys. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, and I will see you guys on Tuesday. Good luck with your leagues. Good luck with the playoffs. So if you're here, I'll be seeing you very soon. Cheers.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.